Good morning, my name is Heidi Coleman. I'm a member of the Commission. Paul Montaigne, a member of Heresy.
I'm the member of this committee.
Good morning, Cashiers, as well, and all this committee.
Just a question to you, members of staff, that's great, and churches might have asked for the response back in 2006 with the board staff. Which is the 10%.
Thank you. Thank you. back to what you said. After the bankruptcy, we found issues completed at the beginning of the law in 2016. And with the other strikes, those are the constant survivors to adjust completely to our community. You can see how close they went back to each other. Again, we see a lot of compromise from the head of the administration. This is what also the team is. And we can only do it from the coach. They are making it to the main diversity option so that they can clear the coach. And this is more common in most countries. The issue of the maintenance of the equipment. This is the end of the beginning of the test for the year. Lower finish the scenario. Again, the issue of the expiry of parts. This is also Malala at the end of the year, where we found 5 exact stock of hazardous parts. This slide, you can see there are 2 minutes in the issue. And those are the trees. What we see is that the hospital was so full and they decided to keep 27 babies in one incubator. This is more common in most cases that means the poor storage of medical records. We see that we see how the medical records are kept very established. Again, the issue of the infection prevention and control, how the shackles are managed and so on. Still, in other provinces, we found shackles being disposed of the board.
Sorry, it's a little difficult to be here because what I appreciate is it's not giving us specific foundation for the people that we could actually identify the deficit which are the problems and also that we could address that. I don't know if it's allowed to be here when my colleague does specify which. I'm not sure if this one I included another one you also not sure that the community also and we remember the contact we need.
I would have thought that it was the inconsistent in terms of name if you are listening to the conversation. Apparently, it's never a case specific London, Gumana, rescue. So why don't we just wait, note, so that when he then I'm off the agenda these days, as we go to the solo phase of the presentation. We're told by the people that can just say, if you can, then we'll just name an example. If you can say, oh, I can, working, or I can, so that we are able to put the characters in there, the characters in there. I think that's the first thing. But I was just waiting for you to finish, so that when I ask questions, we are able to begin again. But if you can, then we'll try to identify yourself. I can just be able to do that.
Thank you very much, Chair. Those things we see also the family of hospital when you were in the middle of the night. When the ladies were very big, the child was very quick to get to the when the child could pass the staff, they indicated that they were how they need to be. This story of medical records is also common throughout the country. The pictures are pictures from the atmosphere in the current year. Again, the issue of the management of waste is common throughout the country, but not really for the country. The infection prevention of control process. So both different processes both which system is you can see in this particular slide they have both in boxes and this was in chief
Now,
also get well maintained images. These things are the huge consumer decisions for consumer cars. If you need there are the clinic in Motor 1 in fire, Motor 1 clinic, and Motor 2 clinic in fire. Also, we also get this thing. This is currently also further for patients, because all the patients are analyzed. The same way they found the toilet to be clean. This was a teacher indicating who would be the patient, and it was my child while they had the condition. Also, the issue of family. We have picked, this is what the human child, human district. Most of the family care facilities today, so-called gardens, which are children are by community members, family and land and so on. And also, if you see on the left, the teacher. If the teacher is available, then many families can make it to your family for a time. Again, the issue of the emergency, the issue we have not even done again, because of the first point, where also the notification would be able to handle the family, we require that no notification be available to design the use of currency and such. This is also the pharmacy that was my pet. This is the pharmacy in the clinic. I've shown on the previous slide about the pharmacy handling the chicken sand. This was pulmonary assistance in Warden. The clinic in Warden, when we found that the lady are sharing good pharmacy practice. Not only in Warden, we have only put the picture forward, but there are other clinics which are also following the good pharmacy practice in terms of social communication. And also on the other side, there's a picture that shows on the previous one, I think that most of the primary care facilities are not recording patients. Not all of them. We just take a short, that's a 3.2 clinic in Barcelona, Charles, and 3 where the measures shown, which are fully kept and which are shared, is always the memory. I will now move over to the hospital chamber. Also, as part of the standard, they require that before anyone can go or arrive at the health station, the family is on the needs to be here to guide the user of the hospital. You can view the picture from Friday Institute in Jerusalem City of Macau, where the hospital was clean and hosted. I think most of the conferences, all the hospitals are clean and hosted. Only the new hospital where we have to see where the hospital is at. This is the character shown by the parents. The picture shown the picture for Holy Cross Hospital. The red senior clinic in Holy Cross Hospital, that's all that time of the in the same where we are responding to a complaint that we received from Eastern King Crisis Coalition. We went there and we made the recommendation. And when we went there, we have found similar certificates and the COVID started therapy, but it was coming to the efforts they are working on in the hospital. So I think the clinic was to come to the point and know that it's not for the public hospital. This is what other situations on the hospital as well. Also, what other situations. Also, very true. We still do get those things that we need. Not only are there the technology, there are facilities that are also in the public country. Just use the features of what we are doing. I've been given in the past slide about the storage of medical records. The feature that we are using today is a feature from Steve Jones and Florida, where they keep the medical records. They keep the registers and they log. The teacher has shown the people that he serves.
Some of the slides that he is
ever PTRD becomes only a strong condition of the hospital, should be a good practice. The average local doctor, which are further medicated, has difficult one hospital to go to. They also think that the patient is a good patient. They can adjust to the chapel of the hospital. Again, signage in the area where the patient needs to go. Most of the hospitals will do the signage either on the wall. If it's not on the wall, they do see a first round on the floor to guide the patient where to go to the specific area which is in the again, you see on the representation of the patient. That hospital that I give you my call to service, if that's pretty issue, hospital will see the issue. Again, as part of the therapy, usually they need to make sure that the treatment and the patient are also tailored to accommodate the issue of able to take. We use the picture, it's also a picture, though we pick some from the environment, but the way other construction that we pick the moment, where we're going to the toilet, it sounds like those membranes of support of the patient, which is toilet and bathroom, where are they? And also, as part of the standard, we usually see pediatric ward, where all the children are kept in hospital. They need to have safety plans to avoid a situation where those children will put parents or something on the flag. So, most of the hospitals may do the safety plan, but the teachers are using the teacher for more than hospital also. Which is the good practice that we want to teach? The patient has to change. Since the patient has to change, we want to work on the hospital. But when we were asking why does it show that the contamination, they indicated that the pathogen is not the contamination, that they are using it because it's a good clinical practice. It's usually in the theater, before an anesthesia, before the skin infection, and before the patient is operating theater. So this is really one of the good practices that we have. So that was all about the feature of the patient. I will go straight now to the presentation. The slide that I'm reflecting on, the slide talking about the compliance management framework, where we raise this facility from A to A. Where a facility that is rated A is considered to be compliant, a facility that is rated B is considered to be compliant. And again, if you look at the flag, it says what this column that talks about the clinical plan is improvement capacity. When the facility is found to be A, we also look into the clinical outcome. If clinical outcome are excellent, to really justify why the patient is A. However, we also look into the improvement processes that are excellent. We will also look to say, what are the improvement capacity? How long will it take a patient to improve to fix this problem? I'm making an example of a local hospital. The hospital is okay, but in that hospital, the data are in second. That hospital is not going to be a day because if the list of operating the data as a test stop, it could be the list of the information. And six loading is take very long. The improvement capacity takes very long. So we also take those into consideration. However, if the facility is considered to be A and is doing very well, think how come about the improvement capacity is excellent, the office is proposing that only inspection is done at a particular inspection. However, the following inspection provided that the health establishment is nothing preventable in the game of the data. Something wrong with it, the office goes right to the health establishment. That means if you're A, you want to come to follow it, because the system of the A1 system is here, which will continuously monitor those health establishments that will be very safe. So I'm not saying you're very deep and forget about the health establishment. We'll continue to monitor it. There's also grade B never kind of force a permanent piece of form, a physical kind of brain, a physical kind of very form, and a permanent piece of very form. And when the ability is created, it's where you see a proposal. You can still go with the boss of the program. An emphasis is that it's the concentration of the body. The body will be trying to stop the emotional reaction. It's like I've put really the same kind of stress that I want to be because if you look at it, it's not very aim for very good activity. However, if you look in the first state, it's not very aim. However, the one on the channel is that we have very green. Still resulting, the web I see, which we very green, and it's actually going to the name of the property. I can have a little bit so that the huge facilities are created in the country. If you, the wiring issue, if you look at the rest of the government, in most of the let's take for example, the state case, you can see 40 things responsible on the ground and one issue on the ground and 17 things on the rest. However, if you look at something, you are only managing on the ground and most of the people are found in the country. And also, similar to KVN. Look at KVN, the 10 teams that are on the ground are the teams that are managed by the municipality in the KVN. Those teams are teams that are really not online together. If you look in other districts of KVN, the teams that are managed by the province, they are really doing very well. In the city of the KVN itself, that's where the problems are. In Bobo, you can see most of the health stations, including the hospital, are in place. The positive thing is that most of them are in the other district, we've got cases and we've got one district hospital. And also Malaga, where there are also those problems in one west, and the other district and the second district. So in that sense, the system is on the ground, the system of the city. Again, these cities and the cities are finished. Other things that things that are not very important are really not compliant with them. Things that are not very important are doing very well. Every individual has a specific question. Things that are problematic are things that are not very important. This slide just summarizes the things that are not very important. I will now go to the comparison between the best and worst. For that particular financial aid. When we were comparing in the country, the best thing for that financial aid was the swimming pool in Hamburg, in Hamburg. And the best thing for that particular financial aid is the thing in the city of Tegu, the mentality pool in Osaka, in Canada, which was in the sense. And the swimming pool was a 90%. I have produced a spider web. In the spider web, the closer mark the spider web is near the facility of the swimming pool. I've compared the two things. These are the domains we are using in the national hospital. One of the domains that was attached to the corporate government, operational management, facility and infrastructure, patient rights, clinical governance, clinical support and public health. If you look at the healing game, it did very well in controls. But if you look at Usana again, it did terribly bad on the problem. However, it did work in the shape of the government. What we have seen is that facilities that are doing bad, the problem starts in the shape of the government. All of us is going to see that the problem is the shape of the government, everything is to collapse. The best, this is the dashboard of the system. Also, it's the same color that I've used today. Currently, this demo still did very well on that particular condition. It's called the
Every district is the one that needs to be specific about problems. Because it's a great thing, every district
started teaching the same language in that most from the old age. I see causes that think have individuals. However, she is involved that the old age, when she causes have more support to support the fascists in terms of energy, most of the magicians, fail to see that the is not doing on the energy. Falling in that particular direction. If you look at the cage, there's two things where in the average, this is the same thing. The clarity will decrease the prisoner. But generally, if you look at the green, what is the problem? The primary system is not doing it anyway. Also, if you look at the system, the rest is that the same with your line, 40-49, but at least most of the things with all the average, the lower you go, the lower you go, the lower you go, the lower you go. Counting on the health, you can see also when you look at counting, there are more parties, more numbers. Counting, the admins that got 1999, for that particular version of it, but one already fixed for 3D, and also 889 for 4D, also the 8-9, lower than our consumers. Look at counting, those, most of their problems are in the system of Chinese, but other things that are very important are really doing very well. And if you look at what's in the town, also they are within the upper range. When you go to the same region, there's only one thing, the one that I've shown you the perspective that we're seeing. But most of the things that are not changing in the area, I think it's also the issues of the same. This is Limpopo. If you look at Limpopo, most of the facilities are financial institutions, from the process. They are very important for them. And you can see that also facilities that are 43-29%, where they are at. There are facilities 42%, there are only 7, 30-39, there are pretty much nothing, from another case from about 60%. So the problem for us, for the office, the problem that we get are much. Also, if you get in Jalana, the attention, you need to perform according to that area. But the major reason why the clinic is established, those are clinics where the clinic is not doing very well. Another thing, in the Northwest, the patients also, however, the Northern team, this is the same problem. Where one woman did that, this is the same problem. There are the things that caught the clinical design in the clinical design. And this is the same problem. Get it's not consistent. If they are in working conditions of the province, they can really do much better. And also, you can see in the best from the actions how they perform. This is also a technique. You can see 40-49 for that particular condition. A clinic for the field can come both of them. And the other things are students out of the system that come in the district and so on. We're now going to the hospital performance. First, I'm going to start with the tissue and the child. You can see that clinical development performs very well. However, the hospital in order to get is 15 hospitals in actually, didn't perform very well. Deciding for that particular financial production is however, when we went back to this kind of financial game, which I don't think is a bad thing, we went back after we treat the problems with the main family, and we treat that family has stopped, but I didn't put those in the ground. In that financial game, we went to perform best, but there was a lot of the pressure that we don't take for the current financial. And also Mohani, where is it? Mohani is doing much better. It's 49%. Again, in Mohani we went for the current financial, we also can do much better. And I'm sure honorable have seen that Mohani was in the media on the issue of the Kesula and the ABC director's office has investigated those reports from the particular hospital. Therefore, in Hokkien, it's cost about 60. It's in the hospital of Natal, it's 41%, it's very well. Mahatma Gandhi, it's got about 70. Kosherstein, it's 42. Chilipini, in Melis, in Limpopo, it's 42. And Peterbeck, hospital in Limpopo, at the second one, it's 51%. The three problems is that the hospital.
in
try to talk about the domain, that's the way I call it. You make one panel. One panel is less than the public comments. I don't think the domain professional managers, because when they are professional managers, they look at all from the different tabs. They have problems with the internet about communication and how to start the problem. Look at what people are also, the problem is the issue of leadership in corporate government. China was very different. The only problem was the issue of the operational management, especially from the municipality teams, Nakari. Ngurudogu was also doing well. I'm not sure what was doing well, except the issue of operational management, which that was that financial year last day. We went there for the current financial year, we don't have to take comments. Then the district community the problem. It's not doing well. Structure management, the only problem you have with facilities and construction. When the maintenance of facilities was very weak. The fixed industry, the problem is also related to leadership and corporate government. The leadership and corporate government starts from the district office down now. Those districts, most of them are functioning as a conference. Followed by only hospital go to the end of the day, you think you're doing very well. The lower you go, you think you're doing very well. That is where you found this message. But through that time, you can see most of the hospitals did very well. After that, except the hospital in Czech Republic, which seems to be very bad. The problem in the hospital is the physician and hospital. Very old day, structure, there are a lot of problems which later leads to infrastructure and personal hospitals. Like most of the hospitals, but especially in Kuala Lumpur, they did very well. In Bobo, the hospital, they don't make the network for the engine. The highest hospital costs 50%. The rest constitutes around 250 and the rest, which is really wide. Because 50 is just a square. And if you look at it, the professor is one of the essential factors, which really is used in this. If I'm presenting the quality expected by the day, the interesting hospital is to see if there's improvement or not in that particular hospital. This is another case. The PTR hospitals, the right commission, the fourth chair of the bed. But another thing, Jenna, the hospitals are not doing very well. Look, the little picture, in the hospital. It's a beautiful hospital. It's just in the hands. It's a state of the art hospital, but it is not doing very well. But even the unlike in the detail, so the issues were related to the management. When we were there during the session, the old hospital was also the theater scrub sister who was spending most of the time in the theater because of issues that were related to infrastructure. Like, if you look at infrastructure, here, but all of the hospitals in the game, they are not doing very well. If you look at the area 40, the beautiful hospital in the city, it's the map, but really it's also not doing very well. The art is the worst. Hans Wagner, who went back to the effect, will notice improvement. However, for this addition, they were not doing very well. There are a lot of problems in the traditional in the house market. Nonetheless, the contractor that did very well, Hanisha 53, John Morano, the Western Gate, the contractor that is called the Hanisha 58, Terrafect 73, Hanisha 75, Hedeberg 47, and Al Bremer 73. This is the administration hospital, which is held by a district hospital. This is just the average score. This slide I added after I analyzed the data. And apologies to those of the slides in your head. So it's hard to average a quality of the same performance. When for the transfer operation, how can came up to the best province, followed by what you must have, first thing, second thing. The least problems are really doing very bad. That's called the acceleration of the bubble, followed by the system team, another technology team, the system team, the bubble limit, averaging the scores we need for this person. So our main one of the office is the bubble problem. The bubble, in the team, remember that both hospitals and the teams are really doing much better. And also, system team, another team. I have added this slide. The slide is not written based. Also, the slide is not available on the page. It's not a particular version. I just wanted to reflect how the central hospital is performing. I said in the future, because we are not doing it, so I'm not sure what's going to be in the future. In this time, we have had it 3 times. And in these 2 times, in the future, it was nearly declined. The last inspection was last year December, when we went to the hospital, running in the street of the hospital. So the management was in place, the interviews, the staff tradition that came with the hymns of the Calvary in Paris also made it an issue to raise our consciousness against the Christianity. Of course, I mean, truly, for truly, for many years, she has worked with also doing that work. Whatever one you may think, they have declined with Christians. However, the decline we found in the Tiengos, it was really in a change in my dreams. There was a big liberal
the slide 67, the clinical performance slide, was probably some of the most distressing of all the people presented today. 154 clips of going below the patient and 50% compliance. It's really, really problematic. And again, everyone who's done use of the governance on the next slide is a key indicator that that keeps on trending. And now, as a sit here, I don't know if we can convince them that the office is sufficiently resourced at the moment to empower to actually compel compliance. According to the National Health Act, you have the power to offer to issue notices of non-compliance. And so my first question is, hold on, is how many notices of non-compliance have actually issued? Of those, to finish the hospitals, and of those, how many have actually complied? And of those, what have been the consequences? That's the first one. The second one is, your service improvement teams, have they been established? If so, how many are currently set up? If you can just be transparent with us with regards to what your resource needs are, because we don't say that you're going to hospitals for 4 months every 4 years. Is that because you can't call them hospitals for the day because they run the resources to do more than you? You need to know that.
Thank you. I think we welcome the presentation by the Office of the Health Combined. A few concerns on my part are that year in, year out, we tend to see the same picture with regards to some of the institutions that are not able to meet standards. For example, with regards to family hospital. I could add maybe even because there are many other hospitals out there that, for example, we find patients lying on the floor, sitting on the floor, they can't be patients because of lack of bed and so on and so forth. And having a institution like yours that conducts oversight are ready to see the standard on it and we're unable to see change, what then are the mechanisms that you are putting in place to ensure that as you do revisit the success of change with regards to those kind of bad practices. But also, there is a huge trend in primary care infection clinics where you find that patients are denied, for example, ARVs because they are said to not belong in a particular demographic area in a province like Mpumalanga, but at the same time, you find that those things would then have expired the ARVs. It's a huge concern. It's almost before we receive those type of complaints almost on a daily basis. But I think that you indicated the issue of the morality of the staff with regards to how they manage the situation. It's a huge concern in that space, but that's why in fact decides to achieve the level of confidence by the hospital primary persons that they do not utilize them anymore. In fact, they overlook it and go straight to the hospitals. So I think I'm glad that you mentioned that because then, but how are you going to ensure with the work that you do that we can really have the confidence to the primary hospital every city now in Fairfield Valley? I think you are always at each level. So how are we then going to ensure that we increase that level of confidence so that we don't talk about secondary facilities because as management is really beginning at the primary care. Thank you very much.
And also, one of the things that you have is the class Thank you very much. one big trembling, like it is just a kind of a trembling that you really see in the literature. And yeah, I think it's, I definitely think it's an issue that the very poor provinces are the ones that are present in the very places. And maybe it is a good perspective that the absolute provinces that no one knew about. I've just made this observation that in the context of other things, maybe also related to the effort of the sacrifices, where we even mentioned that we should be in front of the community, that she has sometimes had to invite new leaders, which I think is a very serious thing that they are in. Because when I mentioned this, I saw that the product of the community is something that we need to do, and there are others in my neighborhood. The very same 12 performing provinces have done multiple phases when it comes to staff assistance. I mean, that's across the board. The staff assistance, there seems to be a marginal scale. And our starting just with the very poor performing provinces also in terms of international control. Some of them have been done in that way. But at the same time, it should have changed in that sense. It should be related to the lack of resources. Another thing is to make a comparison between the art hospital and the health market. I'm just wondering, because the one is a central hospital and the other is a division hospital. And we know that the central hospital should not get so much resources coming into it. Even if one has for some reason, they go for the central hospital to fund it. And you know they need a lot of donation and sponsorships to be used to extend so they have been used to offer. Maybe it's not the very important. Without everything that is put cannot be paying the asset. But perhaps it will provide you with the same level of care. Because sometimes it's forgetting that they're not the same level of care. The same as two people and charity materials. Still before this. Very well, I think, it's also very tiny hospital, where Charlotte and Charlotte are much less hospital. But then they should be doing other hospitals. And then, I think, I'm going to tell you, or maybe just to ask also a role in a good discussion. This requires new submissions to the Department of Health Care so that they can then deal with it. So what difference would it cost? I mean, I think it's going to be a good one. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to try to encourage to work on the report. Students, it is quite a few to my open and to understand how stable the health facilities in the country. Just around quickly few questions. One around the expired medication. Did you check whether the risk of it being distanced to the patient? Or the test stop, for example, or the possibilities in terms of the way you've analyzed it for it to distance to the patient? And then secondly, on the same matter, what are the financial implications of huge amount of the expired drugs might be? What the reason is being by those, especially the spine drugs, as you see in Chinwa, what could be the reason behind that? Is it overstocking or what is the reason behind that? And then the second question is around the causes that when the attitude and the objectivity of the truth that there is, how objective is the truth? For some people can be very subjective, depending on how you feel about it. How objective it is, the truth, depending on the standards in which this positiveness and the attitude of the staff. In your own view, what is the before Mr. Dan Greenwald, the director of the diplomat. You and I said that it was just in general areas of provinces, and the one I mean to think of was the actual president, the last legs in the provinces, the hospitals, the one I was not there. The way we just improved by another battle, before that one. Yeah, from those hospitals, there was no Malama mentioned. You see what you mentioned in province? Yes. Malama is not there. I'm sure there was a mention or you didn't care anymore. And then lastly, just to check what the Eastern members are raising around the after the bandits and then the recommendations, are there any shifting and measures to make sure that whatsoever that you are recommending is impossible and it's implementable? Is there any shifting? But I'm not sure the legislation or the TVA no possible power. To take particular action so that it's controversial when people continuously ignore your recommendation, continuously doesn't put measures and system to improve even after you have identified weaknesses and challenges. And that's to also check here whether it's impossible that you see like what the occasional does. When that is only to take the report to various states as parliament, and then parliament use the reports to call institutions to come in account and say what measures are they putting in place, come in account the extent to which they are turning the situation around based on the audit outcome, based on the recommendations from the agency. Having to look around to the same thing. Your analysis, your audit, you say we report to someone, whatever that is to someone, to come in and tell us what you see the particular criteria for time, what system and then decisions going to put in place to tell the situation around, and then from there we do what you say after that year, we go ahead and check the extent to which, or we go back and check the extent to which was my country, it's not possible for us to be everywhere, but you've got more capacity here to be on the ground more than ourselves. So that we're able to work together more on a more continuous basis and assist one another to make sure that we make sure that there is some consequences and there's also a way of making sure that people strengthen our community in that.
One out of all the institutions that the assessment or the inspection of every college in terms of attitude is balanced. I always get a good one that is always the higher of the institution. I don't know what that was. Focus on the attitude of transportation. Fine. But the attitude of communities that are shared by the institutions. Very good in the university and to the government. Attitude about it, because it's really important. Secondly, you have a different response than what it is to be a good opportunity. I don't know if it's a question of time or whatever, expected that it is one of the most critical resources in the existence of number two, the national energy infrastructure. Number two in Sweden, and number two in Papua City, which is a Sicilian development and the I have the expectation because I am trying to focus on what comes versus the private side, trying that balance on the working side of the institution so that we have got a
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very trying to increase
as average, between 5 to 17 per day. And we basically open up the upper mouth and for kids from the university, doctors and nurses that are specializing to assist them to do some of their clinical practice with us. And we've now got the four universities that have employed a doctor, and he's with us, Shiva. So it's that kind of support we need from professionals, from physicians in the house, because the type of work that you're doing, it cannot affect any doctor or any nurse or physiotherapist. These people must be specialized, people that know and that have a few years already in the field to get able to assist with infections and that. It's a very highly specialized area, and very for hospital, and really knowing and understanding what's going on in the theater. It's not anybody who is that. That's somebody that has to be trained in that field, and then of course be trained as an inspector, which is the ability of others. So at the moment we have something like 8 infected teams, 7 of which are basically teams that are doing infections, and then the one team that is highly specialized team. And these teams only comes up, each team comes up 6 teams. But we require at least another 3 teams to be able to meet our target. The target factor is 25%. If you're able to reach another institution at least once in 4 years. Now once in 4 years, or 5 times, so I must remember that it could be that these that reactor actually there's going to be a reinfection and another reinfection, which we also tell you what that happens. So finding a difference is a resource, that is one of the reasons that we require resources, we require more people to assist. And at the moment we don't, even we short of staff, we short of body, we don't have space, we don't even have our own server, we hire space at the MRC. It costs money to be hiring, fixing up to meet your needs, and later on have to move again to that space, and they say done. So this is where we really need support. The 3 years that I'm on, because I'm 3rd year, is that we would not have seen that change happening already. So we're requiring support in it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
The regulations set out what actually has to be in place. They then become law. And it's only when they are law that people can act on them. The minister's hands at the moment are tied because the regulations have to be promulgated. Our hands are tied. Once they are promulgated, then we can there will be modifications because they've gone out into the country and a whole lot of recommendations have been made. And the process that will follow is that the regulations will be part of an evaluation chain. The whole basis of the regulations and the standards, the national court standards, is based on domains. Domains are areas of risk. And risk, these domains you identify as those areas of impact care services where risk is such that if the regulation is not complied with, there can be a serious problem with patient safety, with management, with technology, in fact everything that happens in our facilities. So we cannot finalize these regulations and the evaluation tool until we get these standards promulgated. The next thing is that once that is done, we will then have to adjust our information system. And this is, we well advanced in that, but there's a number of procedures that have to be carried out before that can happen properly. Well, once this is in place, we will then have a set of standards and measures and an information system that will allow us to provide valid, reliable data. The question is on, is how valid and how reliable is the data that we presented you? Well, we know it's a small sample. And the sample that we've given you, I believe, gives us a good indication. I don't know what the confidence principle is, but it's probably the order of 10%. But it certainly shows us that there are serious problems out there. But it also shows us that some of the facilities are able to meet them. Now the problem that we have is by virtue of not having laws that we can use, when something is wrong, you can't do anything. Once they are law, the hospital gets a notice which says these are the things that are wrong. They are then, in terms of the law, required to respond within a few, 3-4 hours to give us a reason why that is the case. And the onus on the facility to respond in an appropriate way gets more intense as time goes on until ultimately prosecution. The management can be prosecuted if he doesn't comply. Now, we just had a serious case where there was a problem with an anesthetic unit where there was an oxygen. And in spite of trying to get that in place, it took a long time to work this done. But in that time, there could have been a serious problem with an explosion and chicken. So that law is vital for us to move forward. And then the next question I was asked was, who's going to improve it? What are you guys going to do to make sure that the standards are complied with? We can do nothing. What our mandate is to go and evaluate, tell the facilities what the problems are, show them their reinspection. And my colleague has pointed out that we don't have enough resources to do this, which is absolutely right. But where the quality improvement initiative comes from is from the public and private sectors that have to be responsible and accountable for making sure that the standards are complied with because they are law. Ideally, what will happen is that all role players will get together, and I'm talking about academics, etc., will get together and make this, and people of the public, will make this the priority of our country that we all strive to meet standards. At the moment, we have standards for primary healthcare kits, which are pretty close based on the regulations. We still have to move to finalize the hospital standards. The next thing is to go in and look at the disciplines of surgery, medicine, psychiatry, and the standards for them. So there's still a lot of work to be done, but my goodness, you see that the quality of the primary healthcare is the basis on which health standards, on which the health of a country is based. So that's where we need to focus, as Minister correctly said. So the key then is to then make sure that the standards are promulgated, then to make sure that all of the provinces, all of the local authorities, and the private sector form a team, and we all get together, and people know that it's by virtue of being a law that they have to comply with.
I was touching the question that was asked by the specialist. Of us training to be in the even case training to be specialized in that side, different college for national side, and training them. This is what we are from the weather, and that was done between 2014 and 2015. So in other parts of the even case, what has been done? So don't touch, it is not in this particular case of the college. The only question of the performance of the network, which is a worry, because I think one member of the petroleum committee indicated that really the clinics is really serve the poor of the poor in the country. And therefore, if the clinics are not being or you are not being practiced, health will never be a right for every person, and it has time that you really done something in the clinic. Now, today is a important time now that the decision was taken before we challenge the case. But I hope you know once that decision is taken, what they change is something that was said in the past. And what is a democratic country is therefore, if it's a change, we want to consult. And whom you consult with the stakeholders, different stakeholders that we look at that change. in terms of what is there for them in that change. And then we will gain or something we can know if that change is effective. I think that's really the challenge to us. And to keep us from COVID to COVID, some COVID to successful effectiveness, and some COVID did not, because of the sequence that led to the contrast of edge to be implemented. So if we are working together, because for me, it is a must, and this is what is operating in us, a mission to actually say to those who oppose the decolonization of things, to say, look at what is now the result of non-colonization of things. Because the interpreters might say, if you look at the English, particularly their problems to run health, they are more on the environmental health than the other health. So if we can really work together, it's also something that can really, if we put our efforts together and work together, that can really be the most important and the most important thing. Because this and it is a must, because that is the right of every culture, that people that are very big advantage by us on this agenda. Thank you very much.
That the staff remove the extract education from the chef and put it somewhere in the corner. I think all
stakeholders in the sector where all the funds have to be in the first before we can change. I just want to ask one of your questions. And so far, I'm reading this course, I started working in public service now, but I didn't get to any message. So I have a check in time, and I go there to all the ups and downs. Even the changes that we are in front of me, and I'm not going to need anything. Even the changes that are of overcrowding, healthy, the very first command that is like, the population may be at six. The population in 1904, the population in 2004, increasing. There was nothing increasing before wars. And which then brings me to this patients that are treatment for. I know, again, it looks like it's a goal. When you turn up to the overcrowded and the toilet, which is not trust, and can't put that person on the toilet because he or she's going to fall. The best thing that you can do is to take one trust to the patient on the floor. So, and we agree the way, and I'm not trying to say there's no negligence. The areas that patients are being treated right is being related, you know, but in some of our public institutions, I think related. So maybe as we come back again, the issue of the completion and whatever, and the whole challenges of adhering, because we demonstrated our changes in such a way that they are able to serve the communities, I think. And even hospitals, even clinics, they have been institutions in the materials, so even area. So that we are not healthy as people that are trying to find the role in the or whatever, but you are looked into by all everybody that said you want to be you are part of it. And I think it's still kind of this country not a question of me. I'm very because it we really need to show issue of the population that is increasing in this country. There have been institutions. And who goes to this who goes to this to these institutions? It's a whole circle of health, it's about rural development, it's about issue of land, it's about issue of human settlement, it's about a whole which then is a man in the sector of health. Honorable Chief?
I was just going to comment actually on the provincialization question, because right now municipality has health, personal health, as long as I'm attended. It's an historical issue. You can't just leave it. But it's not fundamental. So the municipality is also the environmental health and for social determinants of health on sanitation. So it's a massive problem. And it requires a higher intervention. I mean, it's a municipal cooperative development needs to focus in mind on this question. So I just want to make a comment that it's something that should be set over the highest levels of health, in fact, because it is a historical legacy and can't not have those things. You can't shut them down. So it needs urgent for a transition to be put in place. And to step on the legal distance, because it's true, you work for an attorney in Johannesburg, and more than if you work for France. And I'm sure that's true by the city as well.
I'm confused about the first event, especially on this question of one declaration of delegation in the English flag delegation. In terms of English flag, this year of the change of age in the qualified delegation. But that one is not coverage of HIV is a fair.
Maybe
put in the issues to understand to the facilities or lack of the population ratios contribute to some of the issues. Because I'm talking about long issues. Facility health establishment, transition to bigger areas to build more steady, better demarcation. I think those are the questions that we should pick up, because there's an impact on the quality of care, that is part of our management. The other bit about the medicine and the risk, the state of the soil that people change, it's obvious when they're changing the date, they need to use it. So that's criminal. And I think that at the moment, the power that we have is to enter, to search, and to seize. So that if we found something like that, the five medicine, if they're not disposed of it in the manner that it should be disposed, then the public should have to cross, take those things. I don't know where we're going to put it, but we have to use a vehicle or whatever it is, but to show that it is not very properly disposed. We're not there as the evidence. We're not from the front of the screen. So, and when we came there, so we didn't have a way of dealing with that. Particularly when there's an excuse that, no, these medicines are going to be costly because the financial implications must put them aside, we're going to cover them, and then destroy them. And then somebody must go back with a day or two to find out. And this is a whole country of tough land, with the plan to invent or whatever it is. So that goes back to the issue again of resources. I think quite frankly, when our CEO was here, he can quickly let you know, and I think we communicated that our true target is 5%, which over half of the 10 that we're doing our 10. We're certainly looking at 17%. I have to figure out about 60 million being required in order to meet our target. The reason I keep asking, just not to find out for me how much money will be allocated. Often when we're allocated less, we are promised that there's going to be a midterm framework that's going to adjust the economy. But we should make our case very strongly that we need these resources in order to raise our money. Last comment that I've sort of answered the questions that have been posed. Maybe part of this it's not a question, it's a comment that we're two years in the job. We picked up quite a few challenges which we did not think were going to be challenges. The question was asked, what is the minister doing? I think we have to be cautious about that in this environment, in that we can only tell you what the minister is doing. On the 7th of April, we handed over the things of regulations, and we actually went to the office and made a presentation of the same report. As far as the communication, we've been informed that the regulations, they are with the state attendants to go through. Rather than the matter of set of stakeholders that have got to come. But I think as soon as those regulations are we'll be able to do a lot of work that we're not able to do, because it's making observations and reporting, not able to take action. And wherever it's possible, we can try to help the office by picking up some of the things that you didn't know otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you, Arlene Greenman, for the question and sketching and presentation of our student going to the next. Also, I think it's time to take the apron and let me ask you to go to the structure. So, we should have some tagging for the presentation. Okay. I just wanted to say, there's been quite an empowering process. I think it was a whole new presentation on addiction. Now it is new. And as I'm trying to look at it, I think it's quite very important. I believe in, it's not only like that's just the only thing that I would keep in mind is that the
we are going to get information that we need to know.